Greetings, Earthlings, and welcome to Live from Zarlog, a bi-weekly improv newscast from the depths of space, hand-delivered to your ugly front door by Shoulder Knife. At this time, we ask that you relax, boot up your improbability drive, and enjoy. Long live Zarlog!
Fried calamari. The living squid with memories of your mother. Too expensive? The living squid that has done its best to forget your mother. Far too cheap.
Gregory, is that you? Hey, Gregory. Hey, no.
Oh,
I
no.
Won't stay long. I think
you
enjoy.
No.
You can come. What? Mm. Yeah. That is classic. Hey, I'll get you later. Whoa, Ron.
Hello.
Ron, is that you hiding behind your menu?
No, not specifically. I happen to have it raised for the light. Hello, Hercules.
You're blocking the dim light from this very moody restaurant
setting. It hurts my eyes, if you must know.
Oh, it hurts your eyeballs.
It does hurt my eyes.
Oh.
I have more than you.
That's true. Are they all less sensitive? Or, like, I would think that maybe the spread of the eyeballs would make it less sensitive.
It's a compounding sensitivity. Therefore, 250% more light gets into my head.
Oh.
Thank you for caring.
No, I'm sorry. I do care. That's why I asked.
I'm so sorry, Herc. Is there any chance you could potentially be somewhere else? I'm expecting
You're
someone.
Oh, I see. A second chair. Roses on the table.
These might just be something I'm eating.
You're eating the roses.
I might.
It kind of looks like they're for a special someone, but if you want to eat them, you just take a bite.
No, they're for me. I'll eat one right now.
Okay. How's that?
Delicious.
Really?
I love every bite.
Oh. Hello, gentlemen.
Oh, good evening.
Oh, good evening.
You enjoyed our roses?
Yes, thank you. They were delicious.
Good, very good.
I can't say I've partaken yet, but I wouldn't
Have
say
one.
No.
Have
are,
one.
Are you sure? Are they not complimentary?
Absolutely.
I don't want to, like, take...
They are complimentary.
I just need a few left over for no reason at all.
For your special... Okay, you know what? Yeah, I will partake.
Am I interrupting something? I can come back later.
Not
this
at all.
This is a romantic rendezvous. Not between us, but... Unless... Is this a surprise for old Herc?
Herc, it's not going to be a romantic rendezvous if you stay here much longer. I don't need you scaring off a lovely date if one were to arrive.
Okay. Well, I don't mean to interrupt, but I would... Could I take your orders?
Yes, by all means. There's a lovely Venice Basin space down the street. Could I potentially get the Borghesso from there?
Absolutely. Borghesso, yes. Do you want that charred or extremely charred?
Could I get it grilled but without thought?
Absolutely.
I'm just going to piggyback on his tab, if that's okay. I'll be at a different table, but, bring it here. I'll get it. I have to say, I really appreciate the P.O. of it
the
all.
The P.O. box, yes.
Yeah, P.O. box.
I didn't even say, welcome to P.O. box.
It's good to be here. I know.
Yes. Have you been here before? Have you dined with us before?
I've been here a handful of
times.
So
you know how it works? Do you know how it works?
This is my first time. I think I've got the gist. You can explain it to me.
Yes,
though, just
oh, absolutely.
Clear.
Well, as you may know, being a patron of ours, a recurring patron of ours, we take the best food from places that are not here, and we deliver it to you in a, I would say, much nicer environment.
It's great. Well, yeah, it's great.
You know, down the street, they don't have our edible rose bouquet.
Not at all.
So, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I love it. I think it's a brilliant idea.
Well, I'm sure you do, since you're not paying for it. Herc, frankly, he's not on my tab. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
What was that? Oh, Al.
Nice to meet you, Al. Yes. I'm Ron Spackman, 2026. This man is not on my
You
tab.
Added to your name? You're adding your, like, your year slogan for your campaign to your name now?
Frankly, I thought you'd have a little bit more appreciation for the art of campaigning, Herc, since you're managing a poorly managed campaign yourself.
But I don't walk around going, I'm Herc Dercules, campaign manager, Gorkus, 2020. But you see, I don't call myself that.
I'm sorry. I do have other tables. Could
I'm sorry.
What is your order?
I'm going to have the Flurbo.
Okay.
From Gizmos.
From
Friar
Gizmos.
Gizmos down the street.
All right. Well, bold choice.
I like it.
I have tried it, yes. So the, what was that you said? From Fire Gizmos?
Yeah, the Flurgus.
The Flurgus.
I guess.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Well, yes. Well, are you doubling up or are you getting one or the other? Because is
I
it the Flurbo or the Flurgus? Because it's not going on my tab, Hercules.
I just wanted to give you the chance to alter your option. I prefer the Flurgus very much
it's
myself.
It's more expensive.
Yes. That will be to you shortly. Enjoy your chat.
Could I enter the menu to my order just before
absolutely.
You take off? If I'm going to have this man floating nearby, could I potentially have a fine wine equipped with Disney's Fast Play?
I'm 10.
You're 10?
Yeah.
All right. Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
I'll have that for you. Very, very briefly. Bob Iger is a good friend of mine.
Oh, joyous. Thank you.
Love Bob.
Herc, I genuinely, the time is ticking on when this date might potentially arrive. Any moment now, frankly. They could have been here any time in the last 45 or 2 hours, potentially.
You've been waiting here 2 hours?
What does it matter to you?
I mean, it doesn't really matter to me, but, like, as your co-anchor and as sometime friend, I would like you to know that it's okay to be stood up. It happens.
I'm not being stood up.
I mean...
She's probably stuck. She might be in orbit. Trapped in an orbit.
She's in orbit. Ron, you sound crazy right now.
Oh, hi, Al.
Oh, he's back.
Here you are, gentlemen. Hey. Here is your order.
Ooh. Oh, I'm sorry, Al. I think there might have been a small mistake.
That doesn't look like
Flurgus. He was the Flurgus.
And you were
Well, I had a delightful item grilled without thought.
Yeah, that's right. It was charred.
And
yeah.
I did have wine. Yeah. Yes. Equipped with Disney's Fast Play.
As I say, here is your order. I hope you enjoy it very much, and thank you for your patronage at P.O. Box.
Excellent.
Thank you. I've got this.
You can open it if you like.
We have to open it in front of you? Like,
no,
we're going to be really disappointed, seeing as it's not a... food.
Yeah, you're going to sing happy birthday to me too, Al?
No, it's not for me. It's the establishment.
Oh,
as I
this
said,
is
a special.
I'm sorry, Al. This is because you recognized
it's
us.
It's a misunderstanding.
Because I what?
Oh, not to gloat, but sometimes we have gentlemen who come in and bother us at our table as we're simply trying to eat because we're famed public figures.
Well, Ron has men bother him. Most of mine are ladies.
All right, well, as I said, I know Bob Iger, so I'm not exactly thrilled by your presence. I'm glad you're here as customers, but you are of no particular importance to me.
Oh,
thanks, Al.
That's
sure thing.
Kind of you to say.
You can address me by my full name.
Alfred?
What? No.
Oh.
That to say.
All that?
Alfred.
All that to say?
Yes.
All that to say.
Mm-hmm.
All that to say.
Very good.
Well, here, I guess we gotta unwrap this package.
Al, could you provide me a steak knife that I may open this, or is it... it just tears open.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
It's very thin, yes.
It's another box, Al. It's a box within a box.
This is like it's like a puzzle.
If you'd like to open that box, you may do so at your leisure.
Oh, yeah, Ron. Open that box.
Before I open this box, Al, am I going to find another box within the box? Because if this is a Russian nesting doll situation, I will take my business elsewhere.
I don't actually... I have to confess something. I don't know what is in the box.
You're just bringing us boxes. You don't know what's inside.
I see.
I was told this is your order. I was given this as your order.
This is cool. I feel like I'm in a spy movie.
All we have to do is wrap it up as fast as possible before my date arrives, gentlemen.
But we just
truly,
unwrapped
it. I
I'm
can't
sure
have...
they will be arriving any moment.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Would you like a handshake?
No.
All right. Well, just know, if you ever wanted one, I appreciate you at that degree for saying that.
Yeah, absolutely.
He has moist hands. Don't do it.
Understood.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't think I will be.
It's
I was just trying to
you.
Be polite.
Damaged my skin last time I
damaged
did.
Damaged your skin?
I went home and... Ron, don't listen to this part.
All right, I'll tune out.
Yeah. I went home and my hand was all wrinkly and then something happened and it was changing colors.
Summertime.
Oh, wait. Al, listen. Do you hear that?
No.
And the living spacey.
Ron's singing beautiful music.
Spacey He's singing time. Music, yeah.
Okay, Ron, you can check back in.
That date really needs to show up,
yeah,
I
really
think.
Bad.
Have you seen a space woman enter
this establishment, Al? Just maybe she got lost. She might have been looking for a different table and just got a little confused.
Yes, an hour and a half or so marvelous ago, maybe.
Are you familiar with Taryn Hextable?
No, this is still going on, Rob. It was
a simple arrangement. They were supposed to meet me here at the P.O. Box.
Walked in the door, took a look around, and promptly left, I believe.
Ooh.
You jest.
Ooh. Why would I jest about something like that?
Yeah, Al has no reason to jest. There's no reason to joke about that. He's a professional.
Did it seem like she saw a table, maybe? Did she...
I would assume so. I don't want to pry. It did appear that she looked in your direction. It could be what you're wearing.
What's wrong with what I'm wearing?
I mean... You should ask her.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't get the chance, Al.
I'm not the one who stood you up. I just delivered you this package, which you should open.
That's right. Yeah, we have another box.
By all means. This is a timer, Al. You brought some red sticks to it.
Red sticks.
This is going to be hard to eat, Al.
I think that might be Dirdadium. I'm a little allergic to Dirdadium. It gets me a little bit congested.
Say that again?
Dirdadium?
Say that again?
That again. What are we...
Herc, there's no point in harassing
Al. I do have other tables to attend to.
A memory stirs. You make me think of a man.
I do. Are you hitting on me?
No. No, that's Ron's thing. A memory is stirring and I just can't. Quick.
Herc, I'm going to have a hard time eating this if you're going to be struggling over there. I'm going to have a hard time eating this.
But I do have other customers to attend to.
Of course, Al.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Al, I appreciate you doing what you could with Taryn.
I'm going to figure this out.
He just walked away.
He sure did. Ron, I got to tell you something.
What is it?
A memory stirs.
Oh, good grief.
But I can't put my finger on what? Was that not just extremely familiar to you?
You know what this is?
What is it?
You know what this is? This is you being antsy over the debate coming up because you're managing a garbage campaign. That's what this is.
I'm not antsy about the debate. I think Gorkus will do perfectly fine. You should be antsy, I think.
Oh, there's nothing Ron Spackman 26 is worried about. And frankly, if you're going to be sitting here and wasting my time and potentially... Maybe Taryn just needed a little trip outside. Maybe some fresh air for a couple hours.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Yeah. Yes? Can you tell me where I am?
Al?
Al?
I don't think... Al?
You just served us a box with red sticks with a timer on
I just woke up at the delivery room back there. There were a lot of packages around. And, I'm a little nervous. I know what this is.
It's no reason for alarm. Every November they do this whole thing where they... It's like, you ever been to Ed DeBevick's?
Yes. Ed DeBevick's, yes.
Even Ed DeBevick's. This is an
we
Ed DeBevick's.
We stole that from Chicago.
Wait, are we in Ed DeBevick's?
Don't worry. No, we're safe.
Oh, thank God. Yeah.
We're
this
safe.
Is somewhere completely
You're
different.
You're safe, Al.
Okay.
It's this
Wait,
bit
Al.
They do.
I'm not Al.
You?
See,
I already told you I'm not Al.
This is how
this
good
the
they are.
Character?
They do the thing where they pick up a character, they get you involved in an arc, there's an escape room, and then they bill you through the nose for it later.
Well,
Al, we're not interested.
We're not going to bill because this is the worst character change we've ever... It's so obvious.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Oh, good, the package is here.
Hey,
Al, come back!
I was gonna eat that.
You were gonna eat Al?
No! The sticks and the timer.
Oh, why do you take him with him?
Well, I have no idea. Perhaps he... May I just say, the service used to be absolutely amazing here.
He's
and
coming
I don't
back.
Know what's happening.
He's coming back.
Oh, hi, Al.
Bomb activated.
This is highly confusing. Did he just punch in the Liberace sequence?
The Liberace sequence.
Did he punch in the Liberace sequence into that
he
timer
did.
On the red sticks?
20 seconds, Herc.
19.
I'm getting the inkling there might be more to this dinner than I thought. I feel compelled to cut a line.
It smells like sulfur. You know,
red or green, Herc?
Let's go with red. Let's live dangerously.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I'm not going to cut it unless you promise to leave me and my date alone. Understood?
Oh,
Five seconds.
Fine. You know, I mean, well, that does...
That promise you made, that was before I snipped the wire, right?
It was kind of... in tandem, I don't think I got it out all the way. I think I should just hang around a little bit more. Oh, look what the freaky red sticks are doing.
Yeah, that's not very pleasant on the
like
hands.
A
little bit of a cold sensation.
I can't feel my little Glorbonian fingers.
A little dry ice situation.
Ooh, spreading.
It's
like a show. It's just like a show. Everybody, look. Look at the icy cold that's creeping out of these sticks. Wow. Man, I'm kind of stuck to my seat now.
You know, if I had that wine I'd ordered earlier from Al, this would be an amazing situation as I'd have a delightfully chilled beverage in front of me, but no.
Oh, good heavens, there's a
Jordanian! I am getting iced in my crotch.
It would have kind of been popsicleized, like I've... There is nothing moving on my lower half as this cold kind of spreads out into the room. Oh, here he comes.
Oh, wait. Hey, Al.
Gentlemen. Hello. It's good to see you again.
Al, we've got a lot of questions for you, pal.
Yes, I'm sure you do. I think I figured something out.
Oh, what is it, Al?
I don't know how to put this.
Yeah?
You may not know this, but I have multiple personalities. They have a lot of them living in my own body, and I think I figured out where that package came from.
Oh, my God. Bub!
What?
This is
Bub. I knew this was familiar.
No,
you're
I'm Al.
Bub.
No, yeah,
I'm Al. Oh, no, you're Al. See, we only know one person in the whole wide cosmos who flip-flops between personalities, and that's Bub from several weeks ago.
Look, I'm sure he's a very nice guy.
He was a bastard.
But you are half-frozen. You are frozen from your feet to your waist.
Well,
so
yeah, I noticed.
Let's
yeah.
pick him up. Let's get out of here. I don't know how to stop this thing, and I think it's just going to keep spreading. So P.O. Box is, I think, maybe done for.
Yeah, everyone else, anyone below, like, I'm a very small person, but anyone smaller than me is like, I think they're dead. They've frozen up. Okay. Wow.
Big, strong.
Wow. I got you there. Don't worry. Let's
thank
go.
You.
This is a. I'm feeling things.
Hell.
What'd you say your name was, Rod?
Hmm?
You said your name was Rod?
My name was Rod.
Rod 20 something. What?
Rod 26. You can call him that.
All right.
He told me.
Well, let's get out of here, Rod.
Okay.
Yeah, talk to me on the way.
Al, this is a lovely notion. And I appreciate you didn't hear me,
Rod.
But Al, I have a date.
All right.
Al, I have a date here.
Yeah.
I appreciate you carrying me with my
Your date left an hour and a half ago, man. I don't know another way
yeah,
to put
Ron,
that.
Yeah, Ron, you got stood up hardcore. Taryn is not into it.
You don't know that. Nobody knows that. Even I don't know that.
But you just said
well, you want to go ask her? You know where she is?
Because
we got to get out of here regardless.
That's true, and he's holding us, so, transportation built in.
Well, if you were to bail on a date, Al, which we don't know she did.
Yeah.
Where would you go first? If you were the most beautiful woman alive, where would you go?
Where would I go?
Yes.
No, that is a wonderful question.
Yes.
But I think I would go to the Japanese garden right down the street. It's a replica of a very, very beautiful putt-putt course back on Earth.
Our famous Japanese garden putt-putt course that is reminiscent to the... it's part of the human embassy mm-hmm. here in Peloton City.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Well, did they... Hey, hold on.
Ho!
Big gap there.
Yeah, that was a jump.
They wanted to, recreate Earth culture and make them feel included, I believe, is what it was.
Yeah, I
know
so.
A lot of facts. It's part of my job here. I know a lot of facts about the place.
As a waiter?
As a waiter, yes. At Po' Box?
I suppose.
Yes, people have plenty of questions. You know, they order food from all around the city. They want to know things. It's a very touristy spot.
If I may, Al, I hope you understand my reasons for concern here. Would you be willing to... nice.
Man,
didn't skip leg day, Al. I respect it. You know, you'd be a great candidate as someone to vote for me.
Someone to candidate to vote for you?
You're going to ask him to vote for you you're bent over his shoulder?
Do I have your vote, Al? Or Bub?
I don't... Bub, no.
Is he going to tell the overlords?
You're worth five votes.
I'm not actually a citizen, you guys. I'm not eligible to vote.
Oh, Bub.
Yeah,
my
blue card got revoked.
Less than worthless. Here's the thing, Al. I need you to, handcuff yourself to me or something, because I don't want you taping a bomb to me once you flip-flop and then run off again. I'm not doing that, especially with my legs frozen out.
You want me to myself to you?
Handcuff yourself
to me. You said some bad things last time, and we're pretty sure you killed John Bolton. And Tedras and
I don't know who that is, but I would happily I do have a pair of handcuffs on me if you'd like.
But yes, please.
Is that for both of you?
I'm good.
Here,
you leave.
I'll pass them to you. Ron, I'm ready. Clip them.
Ron wants to be a public servant. He can serve.
They are so pink and so fuzzy.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
All right. You're just going to have to swig your arm with me as I ride.
That's all right. What a delight.
Also, could you look behind me? I can't turn around. I'm going so fast.
Yeah,
is
I'll
the ice expanding?
It very much is. In fact, it's not so far. It's expanding faster than ever before.
Really? Yeah, I got a couple buildings in there now.
Yeah.
This might be reason for alarm.
Yeah. Reason for alarm? Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, that's what I was trying to tell you guys at the beginning. And you're half frozen now.
I am. It doesn't feel good.
It's only because of me, I think, that you're not fully frozen.
Oh, you saved me?
That one hurt the gut a little bit.
Yeah,
nope, that was just a cramp.
Oh, I see. Oh.
Yeah, I've been running a while.
You really have, with two.
Well, I'm sorry. I gotta set you guys down.
That's okay.
The Japanese guard is just around the corner anyway.
That's all right.
You know, I can wait until my mouth freezes. I'm honestly fine. After getting stood up, I'll be completely frank with you. I'm not sure what I have to live for.
Oh, Ron, that's tough. What about your campaign?
Yeah, it's servanthood, you know, being a public servant. Yeah, you know, if there's no one to share the spoils of greed with, then what's it all for? So I'm glad this isn't on air.
Yeah, it's a good thing no one's listening to this. It's kind of pathetic.
Man down.
Ow, Al slash Bub, you just keep...
Hello there.
Whoa, dear.
Where are we?
Don't put your hands on my neck like that.
Yeah,
please.
Cooler, no.
It's good to see you.
Maybe put Ron's
hands. Oh, it's good to see you.
Hands off the neck.
It's good now too. At least you dropped my lapels.
Oh, what? No, wait. What? Why am I handcuffed to you?
It's for good reason.
That's right.
There,
we got you
Bub,
now, you little
got
rat.
You.
No, Bub, you owe us some answers.
Yeah.
Well, no, listen, all right. I gotta be honest with you. Last time, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know what was going on, okay? It wasn't me. I didn't know why I was on the phone with you all. I genuinely, I understand now why you were so PO'd. Why you were so PO'd at me. I didn't know that you called me. But I've since learned a lot of stuff.
You may not have tried to blow us up that time, but it sure felt in the moment like maybe you were trying to, even though it was those union workers on strike. But you did send us Twizzlers, and we found that personally offensive.
I have developed a crippling addiction to them, and I'm frankly peeved about it.
Yeah, it's your fault, Bub.
You are very big. You are very, very big.
Well, thank you. And you could also understand why we might be a little concerned about the disappearance of some former hosts of our show.
Oh, Tedros the Jabolius?
Yeah,
see, you know my name.
Listen, there's a lot I can explain, but there's just no time right now.
There's plenty of time.
I hate to break it to you, but if you look that way, about seven space blocks, there is a rapidly expanding sphere of ice.
I forgot the sphere.
Yep. That woman and child just got frozen solid. Yep. That was hard to watch.
Man, that's gruesome.
So,
it just shattered.
What?
I can't believe it.
Where are we going?
Ron?
No, I left Percy at the restaurant.
Ron! Why'd you have Percy with you?
Well, why wouldn't I bring Percy with me?
He's on parole.
We can't go back.
No, he's all-knowing. If she had strange questions, I could answer them.
Listen,
thanks to
that,
Percy.
This is a Durnadium explosion if I've ever seen one. We cannot
Percy.
Go back.
Oh, we have to go back.
Ron, we can't go back. I think the only course of action is for you to live with the regret of killing Percy for the rest of your life because of the Durdanium explosion in the P.O. box that Buff set off.
I'd appreciate you keeping my name out of it. I may be attached to this body.
I didn't.
I said I'd appreciate it if you did keep my name out of it.
Oh, yeah, I can maybe do that in future.
Yeah, listen, I'd appreciate you also using your ears. It's very important to me. I am, after all, mostly ears.
It's true.
But no, we're not going back there. You could go back there, but we appear to be handcuffed together. I don't know why that is.
That's true.
What was going on when I left? When I arrived?
When you arrived, you were waiting my table.
Yeah. I was waiting? No. I mean, right before I woke up here. Who was I?
You were like a Scottish or Irish kind of...
Yeah,
you were like a weirdo.
A magically delicious situation.
Yeah, you were like a leprechaun.
That doesn't sound like me. Before that?
It didn't sound like you. Yeah.
It didn't sound like you at all.
Okay, well, listen. All I know is we got to get away from this explosion. You guys know a safe place we could go?
From an explosion?
Yeah, the Durdanium explosion that's right behind you that I keep trying to talk about.
There's only one place tall enough to escape an ever-expanding sphere of ice and Durdanium cold.
I don't want to go to work right now.
We gotta go to work right now.
Oh, the tower?
Yeah.
Okay, I can see it in the distance.
The Zarlov Tower.
Get on.
Oh, ow. I don't appreciate that he, like, put me over his shoulder in such a way that my boys are kind of like, you know, like, my legs are spread and I'm, you know...
I understand.
You think he'd bend me over the stomach, but instead he just kind of, like, lifted me. And
how are we going to get to the building?
Oh, I got a key card.
You've got a key card?
Yeah.
All right, pass it to me. Put it by mouth.
Wait a minute. You want my key card?
Put the key card by mouth. There's no time.
Yeah, I'm with Herc on this one. What was his mother's maiden name?
Yeah, what's
whose my mother's? Your mother's maiden name?
Hercules.
Yeah, we've got some security questions first.
I have. Are you trying to prove that I'm Herc Hercules? I'm Buv.
Well, we just want to know that if you're trustworthy, you'll know my mother's maiden
name. What was the name of his first dog?
That's the wrong answer. Not even close.
Burton Freeman. Burton Freeman was the name of your first dog.
He got it. Damn.
You named your first dog Martin Freeman? Also, hey, Lucky Charms, we've got a lot of questions for you, too.
I might have
more questions for you than I have for Bob.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm more scared of this guy than Bob.
Hit me with him.
Honestly, I don't even care about the murders as much as I want to get to the bottom of this. How did you happen?
How did I happen? Oh, it's the same way any of us happened, really. How did you happen?
I was in a tube with rosemary and carrots.
That sounds vaguely familiar.
I have a question. Milk first or last?
Milk first or last?
Yeah.
Right in the middle. You do half at first, you pour milk, and then you do the other half.
I'm satisfied.
I'm always satisfied.
Give him the key card, Herc. That's enough for me.
You got it.
Oh, thank heavens, the elevator.
Speaking of which, what are we doing here?
That's an excellent question. We're currently evading certain death.
What fun.
There's a whole Dardanium thing. You would have known it if you were you, but right now you're you. So
right now I'm not me, or I am me.
You? That is such a good question.
I could have been any other one of my personalities. It could have been any of us.
Yeah, but...
Herc, I don't know why I didn't think of this. Young Lucky Charm, may I call you that?
You could call me whatever you like.
Have you woken up in any strange, unfamiliar places out of the blue, Dennis?
Oh, what was it, Dennis?
You said I could call you what I liked.
Oh, that's sure. True. He chose
you,
something.
I did say
you
that,
can't be
didn't
mad
I?
That's why I chose,
I did say that. Mostly I just I wake up in different places and I'm not there for very long.
Probably for the best.
We feel that, Lucky
I feel
Charms.
Like I saw you both moments ago, but at a different place.
It was brief. It was a brief meeting.
I'm so tired.
It was downstairs.
I'm emotionally exhausted.
Do you want to go to sleep, Lucky Charms?
I would love to go to sleep, but you said there's imminent danger.
Yeah, I know. Once we get out of this elevator, long ride.
Music's kind of great, though.
It's bumping.
It's better today than it was yesterday.
They swapped it out.
Yeah, it's different. It's a different playlist.
They care about us.
Yeah. That can't be good for the elevator.
That one hurt worse to hear.
He's bleeding
back,
a little
gentlemen.
Bit.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Bob. Welcome back.
Oh, where are we? We're in an elevator.
We're in an elevator headed up to escape the Dardanium explosion that you no doubt planned.
All right, good. What are we doing now that we're at the top? When we get to the top, what are we doing?
Well, we're going to...
What's the game plan? This is your plan, yes?
The big plan is we're gonna we'll go into the studio and then after that,
all right,
the plan continues in a way that
I don't know how to stop a Dardanium leak.
Oh, neither do I.
I'm not sure there is a way.
I think there probably is. I mean, my other personality would have had like a failsafe.
Failsafe.
All right. Some way to mitigate this. How could we possibly manufacture a chance to meet him? Do we?
Oh well, you would have to know by words, by 75 words.
75 words.
75 words.
Herc, can I have an aside with you?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm gonna need you at arm's length since we're still handcuffed.
Yeah, just go to that side.
Okay, I'll look this way.
Sing softly to yourself.
I have to warn you again. I have mostly ears. I'll probably hear what it is.
All right, that's okay.
Could you hum something to yourself for me?
It's a thought that counts. Okay, what is around?
Herc, there's not time for 75 words. He seems to change personalities based on having his head smashed into something. I think we rock his dome.
Now, this isn't something that Herc would feel comfortable with, but you know who is comfortable with just such a thing.
Good grief, whatever gets us there.
The Fat Man! I've got this wrong.
Fine.
Hey, Buv!
Yes, what's going on?
Buv?
Wake up, Buv!
We know you're there!
Yeah, you're not fooling anyone. We want to talk to you.
Buv?
Buv?
Fascinating.
I may have gotten a little carried away with the whole plan.
No, no.
He's waking up.
Hold on. Bub, is that you? Al? Bub? Dennis?
Who's Bub?
Here we go again.
Oh, gentlemen. It's so good to finally meet you in person.
Who are you?
Bye-bye. Who are you is the question you should be asking yourself.
I'm Herc Dercules.
And I'm Ron Spackman, 2026.
I never should have asked that. I suppose you're wanting to know how to stop the Dernadium explosion I see throughout that beautiful, beautiful plexiglass window?
Yeah.
That's pretty... Yeah, you got it.
Well, all you have to do is give me what I want. We can make a deal right here, right now.
What are your terms?
Yeah. What are my terms?
Your terms, yep, that's what I said.
Yeah. I only have one term.
Well, what is your term?
Nice.
On second thought, I have two terms.
He's got two terms.
Two terms.
My first term is this. I would like you and you to leave your current positions as co-hosts.
I'm willing to do it if elected Overlord.
If elected Overlord?
That's right.
Well, that has to do with my second term. I am willing to support your political endeavors.
Oh.
For certain squid pro quos.
Go on.
No, I'm not entertaining.
We have to hear it.
No.
I heard you have an all-knowing squid.
We sure do.
He's I have a son parole. Is what I have.
He's
you
a
have
criminal.
A son?
He's I no
You
criminal.
Know he's no good, Ron.
He knows everything you say.
Here's
give him.
I do not...
Give.
I do not...
Give him.
I do not negotiate with terrorists.
Ron! We have an opportunity to be heroes for all of Palaton City, and this is something that you may not know, but as the Fat Man, many times have I given up priceless artifacts to the worst kinds of people just to save a handful of lives. And damn it. It's time to give away that freaky murderous squid to the worst person we know.
How can I ensure that I will be elected Overlord and therefore fulfill this term? I need some manner of promises. We can do this, but I need promises. I'm not throwing away my life for you. I'm not throwing away my precious little baby boy for you.
You're not in much of a position to argue, I would believe. But I give you my word. Is that enough for you? And also this Twizzler.
You've got a deal. Nice. This mayoral debate. Oh, wow.
That's a big old loogie.
That was a long one.
Yeah, look. Well, hit did here is the remote. We have a deal?
I need to win this mayoral debate hand over fist. Do you understand it needs to be a landslide?
I understand.
And then you will get Percy. Do you understand?
All right, we'll see if I can make that happen.
Thank you.
We'll see if I can make that happen.
I'm cool with all of this because Gorkus is a surefire win, so I... Yeah, you know, make the deal. I'm good. I lose nothing.
You lose nothing?
Yeah.
Well, you're about to lose the debate, my friend.
I mean, I'm not even debating. I'm good.
That's a fair point. That was poor wording on my part.
It's okay, Bub.
Can I have that wet Twizzler?
Yeah, here you go.
Thanks. Delicious.
Also, shake on it.
Oh, yeah.
This is uncomfortable. It's the
It's a natural amount of moisture, actually.
Told you early on not to
I don't
shake
think
his
it
hand.
Is. That you told someone else, I assume. One of my other personalities.
I guess so.
Yeah, that did carry through. That's unfortunate.
Dernadium is activated.
I'm gonna need you to undo these.
Sure, yeah, here you go.
Nice.
Oh, that's much better.
So long, fellas.
Autoerotic defenestration.
It's like he didn't even care that we were thousands of feet up. Guess I just have one final question I wish I could have asked him.
What's that, Herc?
When the hell do I get my Flurgus?
This has been Live from Zarloff, a Shoulder Knife production. Herc Dercules was played by Joey Fajone. Ron Spackman was played by Andrew Fajone. This episode featured special guest Zach Meeker as Bub. Art design by Bernadette Schwegel. Audio production and theme music by Andrew Fajone. Want to keep up to date with Shoulder Knife and never miss a new episode? Follow us on social media, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and follow Follow Live from Zarloff on Spotify and wherever you listen to your podcasts. To support Shoulder Knife and have access to future exclusive content, join our Patreon. Thanks for listening and see you next time.
All right. I appreciate you keeping my name out of it. I may be attached to this body.
I didn't.
I just...